Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the inaugural episode of Superintendents Unplugged, In Depth with Davis, the podcast where we'll dive deep into the world of educational leadership. I'm your host, Addison Davis, and I'm thrilled to have you join me as we embark on the inspiring journey together. As a superintendent once myself, I understand the challenges and complexities that come with leading a school district. But what I've come to realize is that there's abundance of amazing work being done by superintendents all across our country. This podcast is a platform to shine a spotlight on their incredible accomplishments and innovative approaches. Each episode will bring you exclusive interviews and superintendents from various districts across our country, both big and small, urban and rural, as they share their personal stories, triumphs, and even their moments of vulnerability. We will explore the strategies they employ to tackle the ever-evolving landscape of education, from fostering equity and inclusivity to embracing technology and preparing students for their future. But this podcast isn't just about showcasing success. It's about fostering a community of educational leaders who can learn from one another, share their experiences, and collectively navigate the complexities of our role. We'll discuss the tough topics as well, the difficult decisions, and the innovative solutions that are transforming education for the better. So while you're an educator, a parent, a student, or simply someone who's passionate about education, this podcast is for you. Superintendents Unplugged is your behind-the-scenes pass to the world of educational leadership, where we uncover the stories that inspire, motivate, and empower every one of us. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and entertained as we embark on this incredible journey together. I can't wait to introduce you to the remarkable superintendents who are changing the educational landscape one district at a time. Welcome to another episode of Superintendents Unplugged. I'm your host, Addison Davis, and today we have an absolute gift to be able to sit with Rachel Tutwiler-Fortune to be able to come today. She is the president of the Jacksonville Public Educational Fund. Rachel, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
What you do every single day for children and for your community, it just, you know, I'm so thankful for your energy, your efforts, and what you lead. You know what? Me being a guy that's from Jacksonville,
yes. It's
so proud to be able to watch you and your work. So tell me, how's it going?
You know, things are good. I cannot complain. There have been a lot of big things happening in education, and yes. It's an honor to serve my community. I'm from Jacksonville too, so the work is near and dear.
So tell, for listeners that are, you know, either watching or listening today, talk about just the overall vision of the Educational Fund. What's the purpose of it, and mm-hmm. and how does it really help the community at scale?
Yeah, so JPEF, as we affectionately call ourselves, is the third generation of a local education fund or foundation for Duval County. And when JPEF was established back in 2009, it really was with the objective of creating what's known as a high capacity local ed fund. So we want to be able to provide support directly to educators, the educational system in the city, but also to meaningfully engage our community to help make sure that we're moving the needle in the right direction for students. We call ourselves a think and do tank.
Yeah,
and that seemed to
I love the do.
Right, because it's like we want to make sure that everything we're doing is data driven,
sure.
but we also want to make sure that we're taking action that's going to actually make a positive difference for kids.
Awesome. So, you know, a lot of work goes into this, right? When we look at maybe breaking cycles of poverty, accelerating learning, giving children a sense of hope, you know, from the foundation's perspective, what's the collaboration look like with Duval County and the foundation? What does it take, and you know, the time that you have to put in to be able to understand the analytics that you're talking about to make informed decisions?
Yeah, so I think you know this is my second stint with JPEF. Yeah. And back when the organization was founded, just to give you an example, we were grappling with a huge dropout crisis, right? 1 in 3 students wasn't graduating from high school in 4 years. And
it's a problem.
Right, what we were able to do at JPEF is to really sort of engage our community in this conversation, because we know educators work very hard for our students every day,
sure.
but it's going to take what's happening in schools and also what's happening in community to make sure that everyone is invested, especially when we're grappling challenges related to poverty,
right.
as you mentioned. And so, you know, through that effort, we were able to really hear from the community. We uplifted the voices of young people themselves.
Yeah.
What supports in the community in their schools are making the biggest difference for them. And then we engage the community in a conversation. We host a kitchen table conversations in intimate environments like this, inside of people's homes, in faith community centers, in libraries. But to say, like, you know, what are your aspirations for the city of Jacksonville? What are your aspirations for our schools?
Sure.
What do you see that you believe is going to move the needle that'll make a difference in order for us to continue to see kids thrive in the future? And what role, importantly, are you committed to playing to help us get there? And so it was in a lot of ways like a call to action.
Yeah.
And to say, like, hey, if we're going to move the needle, we want to make sure we have a vision that everyone owns. Because when we talk about public education, it really is about what role the public is also playing.
That's right.
In making sure that our students get the educational opportunities they deserve.
You know, thank you so much for saying that. Because as a superintendent in multiple school districts, 18 years in Jacksonville and Duval County, we have to understand as a community that school districts cannot do it alone.
That's
they
right.
cannot do it in isolation.
That's right.
It takes a 360 accountability approach. And, you know, for the educational fund to be able, JPATH, to engage faith-based partners, community partners, caregivers, families, students, chambers, economic development, all those have to work in concert in order to create the greatest educational experience every single day. And how hard has that been? Is it, you know, because I love it. It is a call to action.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the challenge that you've extended to Jacksonville, because Jacksonville's a dear place in my heart. I know it's a dear place in your heart as well. Second stint of that. So how's that action, you know, really created cool things for kids in the community?
Yeah. So, you know, again, starting with, you know, grad outcomes, we're really happy that today, you know, we're at the highest graduation outcomes.
One to third, probably, you know, almost right here to three out of three, right?
Yes. And so now, you know, as we think about the things that we're focused on today, teacher pipeline development, right? The nation is grappling with teacher shortages. You know, working with partners who are focused on literacy improvement.
Sure.
What it takes is creating the tables where action can happen. Not siloed action, but collaborative action.
Sure.
And so JPATH, we're really proud to be able to convene partners, to bring educators to the same table alongside business partners and alongside, you know, parents, all those stakeholders you just mentioned, to make sure that we're all in the same conversation about what the data are telling us about what we need to be doing, how we're taking action, what progress we're seeing, where we're continuing to see challenges, and what we need to do next to move the needle.
Sure.
And so, you know, really by being able to play that education, that data-driven convener role, you know, we're really proud to be able to, you know, help ensure that we are able to stay the course over the long term, regardless of whatever changes we see in education in terms of like what players at the table, having that consistent infrastructure for collaborative action is critically important. And also, you know, making sure that, you know, we are able to make strategic investments to help move the needle, right? So ensuring that the philanthropic community, business partners, and others are engaged in meaningful ways so that they know that their investment is able to make a difference.
Love it. So that investment is, when we talk about initiatives that that JPATH implements or targets, is that in collaboration with the school district?
Absolutely.
Awesome. The power of the conversation just has to happen. Now, does JPATH start at birth, or are they just, you know, all the way through, you know, the educational cycle? I mean, where does JPATH start when they give back to the community?
Yeah, so the majority of our energy, of course, is focused on K-12.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of our
space.
But,
and thank you as a former superintendent. We need your help. We need it without a doubt.
But we also know that when we think about challenges that students are facing K-12, it doesn't start at kindergarten.
Right.
So we are still working with partners who do have expertise and who have assets to bear at that birth to, you know, pre-kindergarten space. And also, even when our students finish 12th grade, we want to make sure that we're having a longer view conversation about how they can be supported for success. Because we know that we've done our job in K-12 if, you know, they are set up to thrive beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I only ask that question because early childhood
is huge.
It's the foundation of everything. The way that
students think. They interact with content. They interact with others. They understand behaviors. Yeah. They duplicate maybe potentially great behaviors, undesired behaviors. Yes. We've got to get to a point where we're not only developing the whole child, we're developing the whole family.
That's right.
And I think that, and I thank you and JPEF for being able to create that space.
Thank you.
Under your leadership, what are some of the greatest successes that you've identified or you've championed through JPEF?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been back at JPEF for about 7 years now.
All right.
It's been a action-packed 7 years, but some of the things I'm really proud of is just the role that we were able to play in helping to help address resource gaps that we see in our schools. We saw two major tax referendum pass over the last couple of years.
Good job, community and doc.
And that's what it takes, right? The community saying yes.
Yeah.
And
it's important, that's right.
Right, and we understand that in order to help our students receive the supports they need in schools, the community has to play a role in helping to invest in that. So seeing that half-cent sales tax pass back in 2020-2021, that's something that, you know, groundwork was laid for years to really help the community, you know, understand how important it was to better invest.
It's a major one.
And then for us to be able to, you know, help galvanize the community support, the school district's not able to necessarily say,
you got to do X. They can just talk about the infrastructure needs, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, to be able to have that partner that says, this is something, this is an opportunity we can't miss. And then, 2 years later, we then come back and ask the community again, please invest in teacher, you know, our ability to attract, support, retain talented teachers for our students.
They do it again.
And they said yes, again. And that's no small feat, right? Yeah. And so I am incredibly proud of that work. I'm proud of the way that we've been able to deepen our supports for teachers at a time when that's been never more important on the heels of COVID, really making sure that the community is wrapping its arms around our educators and that we are doing everything we can to make sure that we are, you know, again, attracting, supporting, and retaining the talented educators our students need.
Awesome. Well, that's what it takes. I mean, it's hard enough going to ask for one referendum, but for the past two, and y'all be an active partner in that process to help, you know, create a longer, stronger bench of educators and give students a sense of hope and clarity every single day to have stackable credentials, whatever it may be, allow them to compete is awesome. So as you start, we talk about dreaming, right?
Yes.
We're at ASU and this is a conference of dreamers.
Yes.
And so how do, you know, what's big picture? Like, what's the focus as we move forward in Jacksonville with JPEF?
Yeah, so the world is rapidly evolving.
Every day.
Education is rapidly evolving. And I think, you know, it's going to be important for us to imagine a future for our public schools where innovation and the future and how, you know, the workforce is evolving is at the forefront of decisions that are being made. So we're excited to be here. You know, we were able to support, you know, some team members from the school district, some community partners as well to come here so that we can be on the cutting edge of conversations. We want to make sure that we are imagining a future in which students are able to thrive not only in their educational pursuits, but also in the careers that they'll have. And so I'm excited for us to continue to play that collaborative role and making sure that we are having conversations around what the future is going to be and also what it is that we want to be true for kids so that, you know, whether it's AI, whether it's, you know, what the jobs of tomorrow are going to be, that we're able to be a constructive partner in that process of developing, you know, the not only citizens of tomorrow, but the workforce of tomorrow, people who are really prepared to help Jacksonville become the place that we know it has the potential of becoming.
I sit here and see you get excited about this work. And I hear it in your voice. I see it through your mannerisms. You love this. And when you look at this work, you know, we talk about stability. You know, 7 years of having the right leader in the forefront of doing this work, it says a lot about the community and their investment in you, and your investment in children. Some school districts may not have a foundation or they're growing one. Any recommendations that you can give to them about as they start to either leverage one or really work in concert with a foundation to create cool spaces for kids?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question so much. I think it's really important that school districts understand the power of having, you know, that strong community entity, right? Because it really is when schools and community are working well together, that we can do the most good for kids, right? None of us can do this work in a vacuum.
Right.
So it is incredibly important that school districts embrace the assets that exist within their community.
Sure.
And that they, you know, lean into the role that education foundations funds can play in helping to, you know, imagine new possibilities,
yeah.
right? We see ourselves as ones that can, you know, help, you know, whether it's bring people out to conferences like this, but to really sort of think outside of the box, leveraging what the data are telling us, leveraging what we're hearing about what our students need to continue to move the needle in the right direction. So I just, one of my hopes for the future is that every community can have that strong partnership between the schools and the community, because that is the only way that we move the needle the way we want to.
Absolutely. You've heard it today. Rachel's done a magnificent job as the president of the Jacksonville Educational Fund in Jacksonville. Communities, yeah, thank you for stepping up. As superintendents out there that are watching or listening to this, we can't do it in isolation. And as we look at initiatives, as we look at projects, as we look at being able to lift and accelerate student achievement every single day, we've got to lean on our community to help in this process, whether it be funding our initiatives, helping us with our strategic plan, what's important to the community. Because foundations are a way that we can get some things done that may not be within the system or that we have the financial or backing to be able to do. And so community step up and be able to help it. Today, thank you so very much, Rachel,
thank
for being
you.
With us. Awesome
Thanks
job.
You
know, keep
you.
Rock and roll. Jacksonville's in my heart. I still live outside of Jacksonville, but you heard it today. Awesome work taking place in Duval County. I'm your host, Addison Davis. Until next time, look forward to seeing you on Superintendents Unplugged, In Depth with Davis.